Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself. Have you guys heard that advice before? Keep your electronics at a distance or avoid filling your room with electronics. Well, it's not a random suggestion. It is because of this concept called bioelectromagnetics, which actually explores how electrical fields and magnetic fields in our lives impact us. Not just us, they impact every living organism. And there's a whole science and study of bioelectromagnetics. And out of understanding this, what we have understood is Wi-Fi, cell towers, phones, laptops, electronic devices, anything that contains a magnetic field can actually harm us on a cellular level. Let me explain. These EMF signals can excite our cells, leading to an increase in calcium via something called as voltage-gated calcium channels. And when calcium fills in our cell, it causes the cell to die and not to perform its functions. Overall, what happens is you get infertile, you can get depression, you can get pains, you can get sleep disturbances, you can age faster, you can get anxiety, your sports performance might reduce, you can have unexplained weight gains, so your metabolism decreases. So in a nutshell, EMF is a serious problem. And let's take it a step further. There have been so much research in the field of EMF, and here are some of the facts that have been well established. Over the past century, our overall radiation levels have been increased by 1 quintillion times. That's one with 18 zeros. Over 90% of the world's cell phones exceed the acceptable radiation standards by scientists. EMFs can initiate cellular aging in just 5 seconds. Children are more vulnerable for this sort of radiation 10 times more, and it affects their bone marrow 10 times more. If you sleep next to a phone, just your brain waves will get so scrambled that you'll have sleep and thinking problems just generally in life. But don't be scared. We've got some hacks too. First hack, use wired headphones. Or you want to be a biohacker, use AirTube headphones. AirTube headphones allows for just the signal of the noise going inside, and it doesn't take any electromagnetic frequencies. The next one is to create distance. Maintain a safe distance between your laptops, your electronic devices. I always carry my phones on airplane mode, so consider doing that. You can also consider buying an EMF protector. I also avoid being next to plugged in devices, so I charge my laptop and phone when they're not close to me, and I would never have them plugged in because that increases the electromagnetic radiation. Then you can install negative ion generators. These can duplicate natural ions that counteract EMF. So these are tools that you can have. You can also use EMF protectors like Q-Shield, Biogeometry, Somovedic. I've got all of them and keep experimenting with newer ones, but these ones are the ones that I love. Then you can minimize the signal ratio. Well, the way to do it is that if you're using your phone on 5G or 4G, if you can turn that off, that can actually reduce the EMF by 84%. Another simple one is that you can turn off your wireless devices, especially your Wi-Fi, at night. If you want to take it a step further, get a Cat6 Ethernet cable and just completely hardwire your house for no Wi-Fi. Or you can shield the environment as well. You get anti-radiation clothing, you get Faraday beds, you get blankets, you can even paint your room. But let me make a note. If you decide to paint your room with an anti-radiation paint, there will be no signal coming in. So watch out for that one. But here are a few of the strategies that you can use in the realm of electromagnetic frequencies and radiation. Now, there is no going back. We're only going to have more of these electronic devices and more of cell phones and more of Wi-Fis. But as long as you understand that they can be a threat and you take the positive and easy steps to mitigate it, you don't have to worry. These practical biohacking strategies are going to make sure that it's going to protect you from the EMFs, and it will promote a healthier lifestyle. So that's it for today. I'll see you in the next video.
Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.